Washington State Senator Mark Chesler, who joins me now, Republican of Ritzville. Senator, it's good to have you back.
Always great to be with you, Lars.
Does this ban on residential construction make sense? And let me put it this way, the way I see it, and tell me if I'm wrong about it. Jay Inslee has said, if you are building a house or an apartment building that is owned by the government, you're free to pound nails and pour concrete to your heart's content. But if you're doing the very same thing on the very same kind of building, but it's owned by a private company or a private individual, you are forbidden to do it. Does that make sense?
No, you're absolutely right. And of course it doesn't make sense. I think this is probably one of the most irritating things my constituents see, and those are the members of my caucus, the glaring inconsistencies of this in the name of public health.
So how do we fix this? And could Governor Inslee say, because I don't want to see the situation either, that I do see in the state of Oregon, where workers are reasonably saying, I'm still going to work on a construction site, but the boss has not arranged things as much as possible to protect us from exposure from our coworkers, either getting it or giving it. You don't want to end up with that situation. But I think that private business is really capable and really flexible if they say, we can figure out a way to keep people working 6 feet apart, and when they have to work, as they do in construction, close together, we'll make sure they have the right gear so that they are protected from their coworkers. It's not reinventing the wheel, is it?
No, it really isn't. In fact, I think private sector contractors are really the same contractors in many cases that are doing government work, and if it takes better guidelines, better safety equipment, hey, I'm all for it, and so are good builders. But this is getting to where it's hurting real families out there. Time and time again, if you'd like, I could cite examples, Lars, of great, hardworking families being punished, but at the same time, you can build a hockey stadium in Seattle or keep Sound Transit under construction.
I thought you were going to bring up Key Arena because I actually threw that into my commentary. I said, why is it okay to do construction on Key Arena? But if you have a key residential project that's the key to a family not being without a home, you can't do the private home, but you can do the hockey stadium or hockey arena.
Well, and that's what's wrong. I had a constituent this morning, lives in rural Adams-Lincoln County area, who said, I'm making payments on a house in one of these little towns. At the same time, I have a construction loan on a house that can't be built. They may not make it making those payments, and the contractor building the home and the subcontractors aren't making a nickel. This home, I assure you, is miles from the next residence, and you're in an area that has had, Lincoln County has had one case. So working on a home in a rural county outside the city limits with one case in the whole county is wrong. That's what's wrong with this policy. There's no flexibility and no compassion for small businesses and people building their own home.
You know, Senator, I had a couple of emails, one from a young lady who said, look, we've already sold our house. It closes in a couple of weeks. The house we're supposed to move into, again, a house they're either making payments on or will be making payments on, isn't finished. And it isn't finished because of this. And in fact, the construction has been set back because a lot of what was being worked on has now been left in the rain for a month. And so she said, what are we supposed to do when we close and sell the house we're in now and it goes to somebody else, but we have no place to move to, but we are still making payments on it? Exactly same situation you just mentioned.
Well, it happens again. I think probably every member of my caucus knows one of these families, but I had one even different this morning. I had a HVAC contractor from Pierce County contact me and said, you know, I'm really small, just my wife and I do HVAC. We went broke, essentially, in the last recession. What threat are husband and wife HVAC contractors trying to stay alive in this economy while a contractor doing government HVAC is fine? This is clearly not right. At the end of the email, Lars, the gentleman said, by the way, I'm a registered Democrat.
Wow.
So this isn't party lines. This
nope.
is just real, hardworking people.
Well, it's funny. I was just talking to an HVAC contractor who's frustrated now because the current unemployment, the enhanced unemployment, actually makes it more attractive to some extent for his workers to be laid off, saying, boss, if you sent me home to sit on my couch, I'd make more money by sitting there than sitting at work doing nothing because his business is down too. And I think that a lot of these small companies are willing to do, I mean, if you're putting in a $6,000 or $8,000 HVAC system into a private home and you say, well, when you go into the home, you got to wear some booties. A lot of them do that already. Wear some nitrile gloves, wear a face mask. And they all, I think they already wear safety goggles. Do all that. Tell the homeowner, we'll come in, we'll put in your system, and our way out the door, we'll make sure everything gets disinfected. Even if you had to spend a few dollars in supplies on the way in and the way out of that house, that's nothing compared to the $8,000 install you just did. It's the cost of doing business, and maybe even a cost that you could, you know, get back from the government or from somebody else. But, you know, why aren't we finding ways to do things instead of finding ways to shut things down more? I wish Governor Inslee would listen to that.
Well, I wish you would follow Governor Kate Brown, and I've never said that before either.
I got to tell you something. These are Tweedledee and Tweedledum because half the time she doesn't make a decision until 6 hours after Jay Inslee does, which is the blind leading the blind, unfortunately. But I'm with you. I would rather do that, and then I don't even want to get government in the middle of this. I want to keep them out as much as possible. If you said to contractors, can you find a way to keep your workforce on the job and just find different ways of doing some things? And then, like I said, if there are jobs where you have to have two guys or two gals working right next to each other, figure out a way to protect your employees. It doesn't have to be expensive and it doesn't have to be prohibitive. So I'm glad that you're out there leading the charge on this, because I'm as frustrated as anybody is by this shutdown. But I also see the necessity because of the gigantic increase we've seen, mostly in New York, although I'm not sure Seattle is not going to get whacked by this in the next weeks ahead. And if it doesn't, I'll be the happiest guy around. That is Senator Mark Schessler from Ritzville.